Welcome back, everybody, to Daf Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Chaf Aleph, new Perek. Perek Elu Metzias. This is the classic Gemara that is usually the first thing that people learn because it's a great Gemara and you're able to go and hopefully understand it in a great way. So we started our Masechta with Shnayim Ochzin, and when we started with that, we were talking about how to deal with lost objects, who gets it and who this and the claims. And now we talk about the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, that you have to return that which you lost. So we're going to talk about a lot of different ideas. There's going to be the big machlokas about yeish shalom midas, about let's say there is yeish without knowledge. Good, this concept of hashavas aveda, we know there are a few psukim in the Torah that talk about this. There's the mitzvah to return the object, and then there's the isser of not turning away, meaning that you can't just pretend like you don't see it, you can't just not do anything. This is something which is not just necessarily about Naveda. The poskim actually extend this a little bit further. The Rambam says that this might be v'hashevoselo, the source for doctors being able to treat their patients, and how do we know that they have to treat their patients? This might also be the source for kiruv, potentially. If you have to return someone's lost object, of course you have to return their soul. So let's get into this mezechta. Says the Gemara, Elu Metzias Shelo, V'Elu Chayav LaHachriz, taking us back to fifth grade. So these are the found, these are the lost objects that you're allowed to keep, and these are the ones that you have to announce. Now the Ritva points out on Shelo that even if there are Edim but no Simonim, it's still going to be Shelo. So we're talking about Simonim here, that's going to be the key. So Elu Metzias Shelo, V'Elu Chayav LaHachriz, Elu Metzias Shelo, these are the ones that are yours. Matzah Peres Mufuzar, and if you found scattered Peros, or most Mufuzars are scattered coins, Krichos Brishas Arabim, or if you found loaves in Rishas Aram, Vigulei Devela, or you found fig cake, Kikaro Shel Nachtom, or you found loaves of the baker, Machrozo Shel Dagim, or strings of fish, Vachaticho Shel Basar, pieces of meat, Vigizei Tzemer, or you found strands of wool, Alukuchos Mi Mindinasan, like raw wool that was taken from Mindinasan, Vanite Pishtan, or bundles of flax, Ulshono Shel Argaman, or the purple wool, Harei Elu Shelo. All of these things are going to be Harei Elu Shelo. Yours, Divrei Rebbe Meir. Why is it Divrei Rebbe Meir if no one else seems to argue? So that's a discussion. But anyway, all of these things are yours. Why? Because these are generic things. Things that wouldn't necessarily have some sort of sign on them because it's just like a bakery challah. You have no idea that that was your challah. It's not how you make it. It's the bakery challah. It's the classic thing that people have. Coins are coins. They don't have your name on it. So that's why those are all going to be yours. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol sheyesh bo shinoi chayv l'hachriz. Anything that has a shinoi on it, you have to go and announce it. What does this mean? Ketzan matza igol b'socho charis. Let's say you found a loaf and a cake or whatever it was, and inside is pottery, kikar b'socho mos, and you found ma'os, you found money inside of a loaf of bread. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, kol klei ampuria ein chayv l'hachriz. Any klei ampuria, the Gemara is going to explain what that means. So ein chayv l'hachriz, you do not need to go and announce that. So let's get into the Gemara. The Gemara says, matza perus mefuzarin v'kama. So we said that if you find scattered fruit, then what? You are allowed to keep it. So v'kama. So how many fruit are going to be considered scattered fruit? What's the shear for this? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Kav ba'arba amos. We're talking about a situation of one kav in arba amos. That's where you're allowed to keep it. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Hey, chidami. What exactly is the case over here? If we're talking about something that clearly looks like it was just dropped and lost, then even if it's more than that amount, even if there was a lot lost, but it's just very clearly scattered and lost because it was just dropped, then even more than that. And if it was neatly placed where clearly someone plans on coming back for it, so then even less than that, you still would have to go in and return. So which, namilo, right? So which one is it? How are we going and saying that this kav ba'ar ba'amos, it shouldn't have anything to do with the amount, it should have to do with how it's placed? Says Gemara Marabuk, Babarachama, Machnashda Debe Dariaskina. No, we're talking about someone's on the threshing floor. So you throw certain things to the side. So now it's all about what would it make sense for someone to come back for. That's what the kav ba'ar ba'amos we say. So what are we saying? The Gemara says, kav ba'ar ba'amos to nafish tarachai lo tarachinish. Hello, Hadar Asi Vishakil, Luafkure Mafkir Luhu. So when we say this, when it's a Kav Bar Ba'amos, so there a person wouldn't go and do all this work in order to go back and get it. So therefore, Afkure Mafkir Luhu. They go and they make it hektish. Right? Hefker. They make it Hefker. And that's why it's going to be okay. Now there's a big discussion in terms of this type of thing, because what's this really called? This is called a Aveda Midas. Right? You know about this. You know that this is being lost, and that it is lost, and you're choosing not to go back and get it. So what's the status of an Aveda Midas? It sounds like from our Gemara that you make it Hefker, and now you're allowed to go and grab it. The Rambam, though, has an interesting sheet. It says, Aveda Midas, there's no mitzvah v'ashavas Aveda, but you're not necessarily allowed to keep it. Now, all of these things that we said you're allowed to keep in the Mishnah, if you look at Rashi on the Mishnah, he says Vehein Hefker, or he says most Mufuzars, the second Rashi, Hovein Lahem Simin, Nikra Yushe Miyaish, Vavulu Hefker. You are Miyaish on it, and therefore it turns into Hefker. Vizeu Tam Kulam. This is the reason for all these things, which leads us to a very interesting discussion that many of the Mefarshim have based on this Rashi, which Rashi seems to connect Yish and Hefker a lot. Right? He seems to say there's a major connection between Yish and Hefker, but that's not necessarily true. Maybe they're two totally different things. It's a big tzos and tzivas, big discussion over there. But either way, what we're saying over here is when you have a kav barba amos in this threshing floor, in this machnash de beidari, so there, a person's not going to go out of their way to go and come back, and therefore they know that this is there, and they're giving up on it, and therefore it's going to be Hefker. Batzer meyachi, tarach vahadar, but if it's a different amount, then what? They would, right, if it's less, then they're not going to go and give up on this, and therefore they are going to go back and get it. It's not going to be Hefker. Says Gemara by Rabbi Yirmiyah, Chatzi Kav B'Shtei Amos Mahu. So which one is it? Meaning, do we say that these numbers actually matter, or is it just the amount that someone wouldn't bother with? Is it all about Chashivas, how valuable and important something is, or is it about how much of a bother? So let's say you have half a Kav in two Amos. So it's a smaller amount of space, so it's not as big of bother, but it's a much lower amount, so it's not even worth it. So do we say kav ba'arba amos time amai mishim nafesh darchai? Do we say that one kav in four amos is just extra annoying? So chatzi kav b'shtei amos kevan delo nafesh darchai lo mafkiru. So do we say that since it's only half a kav in two amos, it's not as annoying, and therefore he's not going to be mafkiru? Dilma mishim delo chashivi. Or do we say that the reason why kav ba'arba amos you're not going to go back for is because just one kav is not valuable enough? V'chatzi kav b'shtei amos kevan delo chashivi mafkiru. And that's also going to be very not valuable. If four is not valuable enough, then kav v'chomer two is not going to be valuable enough in order to make you go back. So now, the next question, kabayim b'shmona arba, b'shmona amos mahu, what would be the halacha of two kavim in eight amos? So again, it's the same ratio, but we're trying to figure out what's the root reason why kav ba'arba amos is harei gushalo, either because it's not a valuable amount, it's not a valuable enough amount, or because it's too annoying with the arba amos. So do we say kav ba'arba amos time amai mishim nafish tarchai v'kol shekin kabayim b'shmona amos kevin nafish tarchai utfei mafkir luhu? So do we say if kav ba'arba amos was just extra annoying, so two kav in eight amos is even more annoying, and therefore it's going to be hefker odoma mishim de lo chashivi? Or do we say that the reason why kav ba'arba amos is harelu shelo is because the person is going to say that that's not going to be chashiv enough? So v'kabayim b'shmona amos kevin de chashivi lo mafkiru. But maybe if you have two kav, then in that situation it is chashiv enough, and therefore he's not going to be mafkir it. Next, kav shum shemin ba'arba amos mahu. So let's say you have one kav of sesame seeds and stuff, the sesame that is in arba amos. So it's smaller, so it's more annoying to go and collect, so it's extra annoying, but it's extra valuable. So it says Gemara, kav ba'arba amos time amai mishim dil chashivi v'shum shemin kevin chashivi v'lo mafkiru. So do we say that kav ba'arba amos again? The reason why we said that's how real show is because it's not chashiv enough, but here it is more chashiv, so therefore you're not going to be mafkir. O dilma mishum nafish tarchayu v'kol shemin kevin nafish tarchayu tfei mafkiru. Or do we say that it was all about the annoying element, and since it's more annoying to pick up sesame seeds, that's going to be even more annoying, and then you will be mafkir it. Next, kav tamre ba'arba amos, kav ribomei ba'arba amos mahu. So these are bigger, so therefore there's not as much annoyance, but they're not as valuable. So kav ba'arba amos. Oh, I'm sorry. Tamar is, you date, go on a date with Tamar, right? So it is a date, and tain is a fig, right? So you have dates and pomegranates. So kav ba'arba amos time amai mishim lelo chashive kav tamre ba'arba amos kav rimone ba'arba amos nami kevin lelo chashive mafkiru. So do we say that these pomegranates and dates, since they're also not valuable, it would have the same status? Or odil mamishim nafish tarchayu v'kav tamre ba'arba amos v'kav rimone ba'arba amos kevin lelo nafish tarchayu lo mafkir lehu. So do we say, oh no, since it's all about the annoyance, and since these are bigger, so it's not as annoying, so therefore it's going to be okay? My, what would be the halacha and all of these things? Teku, we're not sure we're going to leave it. So what's the teku? Where does it leave off? So the Rush says that this teku leaves safek del reis l'chumra, and therefore you would need to announce it in our situation. The Rambam says, no, don't take it, but if you took it, you'd be allowed to keep it. So this is a big question about the Rambam in general. By tekus, how is he allowed to say that if that's really what he's going to say the din of teku is? Now, in general, when we're saying that you have to announce something, so what does it mean you have to announce? So, right, you have to try to do it at public times when it's there. So Rav Moshe has a Tshuva, where he talks about modern day announcing is going to be different than what they had back then, right? So you'd have to put up signs, you'd have to send out an email blast or a WhatsApp blast, whatever it is, you'd have to do something that's reasonable for people to see in order to go and make it. You need public signs, you need signs in public places in order to go and say that you actually did a valid announcing, which makes a lot of sense, right? It used to be that in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, they would have a certain area where they would announce certain things, so that's what we would have to do nowadays. Good. Itmar, so we said we are now on the bottom, going on to the top now of Chafal from the base. Yeyosh Shalomidas. Now we have Yeyosh Shalomidas, meaning this is something that someone would probably give up hope on if they knew that they lost it, but they do not know that they lost it yet. So this is Yeyosh Shalomidas. So what's the status of Yeyosh Shalomidas? Abaye Amar, Lo Have Yeyosh. Abaye says that this is not going to be considered Yeyosh. V'Rava Amar, Have Yeyosh. And Rava says that this is going to be considered Yeyosh. Says the Gemara, B'davar Sheyesh Bo Simen, when the object has a simen on it, Kuli Amar Lo Pligi Lo Have Yeyosh. Everyone agrees that it's not going to be Yeyosh. Why? Because he has a simen, and the person thinks he's ultimately going to get it back, right? So you think you're going to get it back, so therefore he's not going to actually give up hope. V'Afal Gav D'Shamina D'Miyayish L'Sof, Lo Have Yeyosh. And even though at the end you might hear, you already picked up this object before he gave up hope. Now you hear a few weeks later that he did give up hope, and you hear him publicly say, or whatever it is, somehow you know for sure that he's not, that he's giving up hope. Still, you're not allowed to keep it. It's not Yeyosh, because D'Chiyasol Yadei Bisur Hu D'Asol Yadei. Because when you got it, it was Be'isr. Now, it doesn't mean Be'isr like you were stealing it. It just means that it was not allowed to be yours. Right? It was not allowed to be yours.
Famous Rashi.
Famous Rashi where? By Be'isur Asa Liyadeh?
No.
The Miyash is of La'achar Shematzu Zeh Uklal Diyish Kigon Da'amar Voile L'Chisaron Kis Digali Daitish and Notse. That's right. Shenose Man. Right? Exactly right. Right? This is Voile L'Chisaron Kis that you knew at the end. Oh my gosh, what's going to be with my thing? So again, over here, because when you found, ultimately, when you found that it fell from you, you did not give up hope. So, Meimar Amar, what did someone say to themselves? Simana isli begave, yahivna simana v'shakyonalei. I have a simon on this thing, so hopefully someone's going to go and give it back to me, and therefore I'm going to go and take it. So then no one argues when it comes to something with a simon. Of course it's going to be lo have yeish. Bizuto shalyam shliosho sonar, when it's like washed up on the shores or on the sea, whatever it is. So there, afagav de isbe simon rachman ashar, you could have been on the mimma. Come on. Everyone agrees over there, even with the simon, you would be able to keep it. Why? Because everyone knows that if the thing falls into the ocean, it's basically gone, right? It's basically gone, so therefore you don't even have to worry about that. So that's going to be a problem over there. Meaning, it's going to be totally yours. Even if there's a simon, you can assume that you can keep it. So keep plegi. When do they argue? B'davar she'ein bo simon. They argue about something which does not have a simon. Abaye Amar, Abaye says, lo have yeyosh, why dehad lo yada denaf amine? Because he doesn't know that it fell from him. So how can you be miyayish on something that you don't even know fell from you? Rava Amar, have yeyosh. Rava says that it is considered yeyosh. Why? Because delechi yada denaf amine miyayish. Because the second you do find out that it falls, you know that there's no simon on it, so therefore you're going to give up hope. You have no chance of getting this thing back, and therefore you would give up hope, so we're able to just go and do this for you. This, many of them, Mefarshim, based on Aravid, all talk about how very much connected to the concept of Breira. Right? Remember we spent a lot of time on Breira in the last Masechta, Bava Kamma? So Breira is about when we can say that what your das was retroactively. So over here, that's kind of what we're tapping into. Why would this be different? So the Mefarshim deal with why maybe this would be different. But again, what's the logic over here? By something which does not have a simon. Abaye says, bottom line is, you are going to be miyayish on it, right? I'm sorry. Abaye says that right now you were not miyayish on it, so it doesn't matter. Rava says you will be miyayish on it, so that's why it's going to be okay. Fine. Now let's keep going over here. Where are we? Meimar Amar. Right. Meimar. A person will say to himself, Simana lesle begave mehashtahu demiayish. So a person's going to say to himself, Rava says, I don't have a simon on this, and therefore I'm going to be miayish it right away. I'm not going to have any chance of getting this thing back. So therefore we're saying we're going to give up hope. Good. Simon, pamgash, maf makte, kakaz. All right. Kasaz, whatever. Basically, there's 12 proofs now we have both ways to try to prove whether Yeyosh Shalomidas, Have Yeyosh, or Lo Have Yeyosh. So comes the Gemara and says, Tashma, Peros Mefuzarin. So what do we say? We said, scattered fruit, you're allowed to keep it. A person doesn't know that this fell from him. And what do we see? That it is considered Yeyosh. So who does this seem to be a proof for? Seems to be a proof for Rava, right? Says Gemara, no, Hama Rav Ukva Barchamach Machnash Devei Zariyaskinan. No, we're talking about this is on the threshing floor. Da'aveda Midasi, that you do know about this, that's why that's not going to be approved. Proof number two. Tashma, amos mufuzar tarelu shelo. So we said that scattered coins are yours. Amai halo yadadina famine. But we don't know that it necessarily. He doesn't know that he fell from him. So how do we know that you're allowed to keep it? Seems to be a proof of Rava again. So asam namai kid Rabbi Yitzchak. So this goes like Rabbi Yitzchak, which we saw in Bava Kamma, Kuf Yod Ches, as the Masor Shasan says. But also this is the classic shita of Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amar. What does that mean? That a person is constantly checking his pockets to make sure that his money is still there. You're always feeling to make sure that it's still there. So what does that help us over here? Because you're constantly checking it, you know about it, and therefore it's Yish Midas. Good, next. Correct. Tashma, Yigolei Devela Viki Karoshal Nachtam Arei L'Shalo. So we said that these fig cakes and we said that these bakery challahs, so those are yours. Amai V'hal Yadad Nafal Mineh. Again, this is a case of Yesh Shalom Midas, and it seems Hava Yesh again. All cases from our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Hasam Nami, Agav Diyakiri Meide Yadad Behu. No, since these are expensive, right? Since these are expensive, you know where your expensive items are. So you're ultimately going to know about it. What'd you say? Okay, we can't do that. All right, ultimately, I made that joke last week, right? But since they're very expensive, so therefore you are going to know that it fell, and therefore it's really Yeish Midas. So these purple wool, tongues of wool, same thing, that how are you able to keep them? You don't know that it fell from this person. So no, again, these are expensive, so therefore what? You're touching them, and therefore, you know that this is gone, so it's Aveda Midas. Next, so we finished all the proofs, potentially, from our Mishnah, so now we go to Brises. Tashma, Hamotzi Mos, Bebatei Kinesios, Bebatei Midrashos, if someone finds coins in a shul, or a Beis Medrash, V'chol Malkom Sha, Rav Metzuyin Sham. So you see this shul in Beis Medrash, the place where Rav Metzuyin Sham. A lot of people are there, hopefully. Right, so you have... You find coins in any place where Rav Metzuyin Sham. Harei Shalo, why do they belong to you? B'mnesha Abayla Misyashin Behen. Because what?
Yes.
Probably you were miyaish. Avahol yadad nafal minei, but you don't know that it fell from you. So again, what do we see proof for? Rava yesh shalom midas seems to be have yesh am Rabbi Yitzchak again. Adam asel mashmesh b'kiso b'chol shah. So again, same answer. Person's going to know about his lost money, and therefore it's avid midas. Tashma mei masai called the mutarim beleket. So when do we have that everyone is mutter to go to the leket? So we had this actually kind of recently when it comes to the matnas aniyim. So you have to leave it for the poor people. So we said when is everyone able to go and get it? Meaning when have the poor people given up hope on it? Mishiyelcho boha nemushos, when the nemushos go by. What are nemushos? So it's machlokas. Either it's the older people that go by with their cane that they go by really slowly, so they're not going to miss anything, or it's the people that go. That go after. That's what the Gemara says. V'amrina my nemushos. What's nemushos? V'amrina b'yochanan sabi da'azle yatigra. So it's the old people that go very slowly. Rabbi Shlakish Amar, l'kute basar l'kute. It's the people that go and like double check everything. So basically you know that it's going to be over. V'amai nehi da'aniyim da'hacham yayashay. Ika'aniyim da'biduchtach risa da'lom yayashay. Says the Gemara, I understand why the local aniyim can't go back or wouldn't go back, why you're allowed to go back and take it now, because they've given up hope. They know that everyone went through it. There's no chance there's anything of value left. And therefore, we're going to give up hope, so now anyone can go and get it. But there are aniyim out of town. Maybe they didn't give up hope on it, and yet we still see that you're allowed to go. Ah, yesh shalom idas have yeyush, right? Says the Gemara, Amrei, kevan ika aniyim hacha. Since there are aniyim here, hanach mei kara yushe miyayish, v'amrei aniyim dehasa malak tilei. So even before all these nemushos, once the aniyim know, oh, we're not going to come into the five towns, because we know that there's plenty of people that collect from there. So we're not going to go and do anything extra, because we know that there are people there. So there, these aniyim from elsewhere are already going to give up hope before, because they know that these aniyim are going to be the ones who are going to collect all this stuff. Next, Tashma kitzios baderech vafilu betzad sadek kitzios. So if you find figs on the road or even on the side of the field, so all those things. So there's like a fig tree, and you find figs right nearby or even on the side of the road. V'chein te'ena, also figs, another type of fig. Hanotel aderech. They're on the side. Umatza te'enim tachtea. And then you find figs underneath them. Muteros mishum gezel, pturos min ha-meiser. So they are muteros mishum gezel, which sounds like even you're allowed to take them, even if he didn't necessarily know that they fell, which again sounds like yesh shalom idas have yesh, but they're also going to be pater min ha maaser. Why? Rashi says pater min ha maaser kidin hefker de hefker pater min ha maaser, because it's like it's hefker and hefker is pater min ha maaser. But look at the Rashi right on top of that. Mitaros mishum gazel af agav dechinafa lo yada kevin dechiyada miyash mehashta have yesh kirava. So it sounds again like this is a proof for rava. Bezesim muvacharuvos usher. But if it's with olives or carobs, then it's going to be usher. So says Gemara, wait a minute. This seems to totally contradict itself. If we're going to say that it's mutter mishum gezel, that goes like Rava. If we're going to say it's usher mishum gezel, that goes like Abaye. But now we have a brisa that says both things are true. Right? We said when it comes to figs, it's going to be mutter. When it comes to olives, it's going to be usher. I don't understand which one. It says Gemara Bishlam, a reisha la Abaye lo kasha. So I understand if you're going to say the whole thing's like Abaye, that really it should be usher. Right? Because yesh shalom idas is lo have yeyush, and that's why it's going to be usher in the second case. What about the reisha? Why would the reisha be mutter according to Abai? Because agav dechashive memashmesh behu teina nami meida yedia dinasra. Because since it's what? Right, exactly. Because it's very expensive, so you'll know exactly when it fell. So in the first case, Abai would say what? Abai would say the reason why it's mutter is because it's yeyush midas. You know about it because it's expensive, and therefore the person gave up hope, and that's why you're allowed to keep it. The second case, where it's not as expensive, so that's yeyush shalom midas, and that's why you're not going to be allowed to keep it. So Abaye makes perfect sense over here. But ela seifa l'Rava kasha. But if you're going to say that we hold like Rava, so the ratio works out perfectly because it's mutaros mishum gezel and pater mina meiser, because it's basically as if have yeyush. But the second case is usher. Why should it be usher? Diktani b'zeisim v'acharuvim usher. Why would it be usher? How do you answer that according to Rava? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abo, shiny zayis ho v'chazuso mochiach alav. No, says Rabbi Abo, a new klal, and I don't know if this is true because I happen to despise olives, but olives, you're able to tell what they look like. You can, they have a certain look to them. You can tell where they came from. The Avagav Dinasrim, and even though you guard them, Zaysi, even though you guard them, made the idea, Dukta de Inish, Inishu. You can know exactly where it came from. So it's kind of like a sign over there, and therefore that's why he would say it's going to be Usser. I asked the Gemara, Yach Yafilu Reisha Nami. So if that's the case, if you're able to tell where they came from, then even in the first case of the figs, you should be able to tell where the figs that they came from, this tree, this person's field, it should be the same thing. Says Gemara, no, Amar of Papa, Te'ena im Nifilasa, Nim SS. No, when a fig falls down, it gets gross, right? It gets totally disgusting, and therefore, you're not able to tell exactly where it came from.
What about the charuvim?
Sounds like charuvim would be in the same category as zeisim, that they have this, but this is a salt quiz. This is what I would ask you. That charuvim seem to also be something which is that you can tell exactly where it came from. But let's just review what we did today. So we started the Eilu Matzias Shelo, the Eilu Chayev Lachers. These are the things that you need, that are yours. These are the things that you need to announce. It sounds like generic things are going to be Harei Eilu Shelo. Then we went into the Gemara and tried to say, Matzah Peres Mevuzar. We said, what's the ratio? What's the reason that someone would give up hope on something? Is it because it's not valuable enough, or is it because it's too annoying? Teku. We had a lot of different situations, and we ended up saying teku. And then we started our case of yeyush shalom idas. Abaye says what? That it is not considered yeyush, right? Lo have yeyush. Abaye says if you give up, if you don't know if the person gave up hope, then it is lo have yeyush. And Rava says it is yeyush. We brought all the cases of our Mishnah. We were introduced to this klal of Rabbi Yitzhak that a person checks his pocket constantly, and we're still in the middle of all of these proofs. I think we've done either 7 or 8 of these proofs so far, maybe 6 or 7, I don't know, but we've done a lot of these proofs. There are 12 total proofs in Amir Hashem. We will continue this discussion tomorrow. Everyone should have an awesome, awesome day.